Well, newly confirmed Education Secretary John King Jr. will outline the administration's new goals for education reform today in what's going to be a closely watched speech at a magnet school in Las Vegas. His prepared remarks show King will promote a well-rounded education, as his predecessor Arne Duncan did, he'll say, that tests have become excessive, redundant, and overemphasized under the No Child Left Behind law. Well, that echoes what a lot of teachers and parents have been saying. They're calling for more focus on social and emotional lessons. And one school in Seattle is doing just that. Anne Dornfeld from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports.
Please stand.
Every student at Highland Park Elementary starts the school day in the gymnasium in single-file rows.
I pledge allegiance.
After the Pledge of Allegiance, Principal Chris Cronus recognizes students' accomplishments, large and small. Then he leads students in their daily deep breathing exercise.
Let's all practice our breathing on the ball and my voice. Ready? In. One. Hold. Two. Three.
Starting every school day like this is just one of the practices Highland Park has taken up in an effort to change the way students view themselves, each other, and school in general. Cronus says kids were getting in trouble a lot.
We serve an amazing community. They're amazing kids, incredible families, people trying to make it work. But it's a difficult life a lot of our students come from.
The stresses of poverty take a psychological toll on kids that often affects their behavior and their schoolwork. This year, about three-quarters of Highland Park students are low income. So the school is working to help kids identify and deal with the stress in their lives and focusing on rewarding kids for good behavior more than punishing them for messing up. It's called positive discipline.
All right. Are your watching eyes ready?
In this kindergarten class, one student is pretending to bother another by tapping her on the shoulder repeatedly.
What could Brisa do? What could it be her strategy to solve this problem? Kalishi.
She could say, "It's not okay to bug me during a lesson. I don't like that. So can you please stop?"
Oh, she could. Wow.
In another room, these fifth graders are brainstorming ways to regulate their emotions.
Think of a time you've been blue. What have you told yourself to get out of that?
You can write a picture of like something that you have learned from someone.
When you can color.
Principal Cronus says when staff members see kids working hard to solve problems, be safe or be respectful, they give out Mustang money. Tickets that students can cash in for prizes.
Maintaining the self-discipline to be a student in a school is a really, really difficult thing to do. It takes a tremendous amount of work. So by giving them structures and supports that provide not only clarity around what the expectation is, but rewarding them for meeting those expectations, they're going to buy into it.
Kindergarten student Jalen Wood says now her classmates focus on the positive, too, compared with the start of the school year.
Last time we had lots of tattling, and there was no people who said, Malia's very kind today. There was no people who said that. It helps other people make friends, so you can have more friends than just one.
Jalen says she's learned new techniques to calm down when she's upset.
What's a time that you might need to calm down?
When somebody pushes me into the park.
Oh, does that happen sometimes?
A little bit. Then I just take some moments to breathe in and breathe out.
Highland Park is not alone in this approach to social-emotional learning and discipline. Lori Linus, a consultant who works with schools to implement the program, says nearly one-third of Washington schools have been trained in the positive behavioral interventions and support system. But only some of them are using it.
It's hard work, but we know that it works for kids, and we have had schools that have had amazing turnaround.
Linus says the secret to making positive discipline work is consistency. The whole school needs to be trained, and everybody needs to be on board. Highland Park Principal Chris Cronus says that's true at his school, and he says these days his students are much less likely to act out and much more likely to talk about what's bothering them.
I mean, this is not rocket science. This is education 101. Kids need to feel safe. They need to feel respected. They need to know that the people at their school love them and will give them the structure for them to succeed.
For Here and Now, I'm Anne Dornfeld in Seattle.